Peanut farmers have been extremely happy of the increase in consumption, up 7.7% this past year, in the purchases of peanuts at home on various products. But now that the crop is short, caused by the drought and some quality problems, the J.M. Smucker Company says they will increase their Jif peanut butter, the number one peanut butter on the market, 30%. This increase beginning at the first of the month. Despite wholesale price increases, the cost of one serving of peanut butter, which is 2 tablespoons, will increase by less than 4 cents each. That according to a recent release from the National Peanut Board. An 18-ounce jar of Jif peanut butter contains about 16 servings. A price increase about 4 cents per serving would add about 64 cents to a jar. Leslie Wagner of the Peanut Advisory Board said people shouldn't be panicking. I don't think it's enough of an increase to make someone say they can't afford peanut butter. Kraft Foods, the producers of Planters peanut butter, a new brand, raised its prices 40% this past week. Multiple media sources indicate that ConAgra Foods will increase prices for its Peter Pan, according to Associated Press. Leslie Wagner of the Peanut Advisory Board says 85% of the U.S. homes have a jar of peanut butter on the kitchen shelf. She said she does not believe the price increase will decrease peanut butter consumption. Well, one company, Hershey, said this week that the new increase in candy is because of the king-size candy bar. It's emerged as the fastest-growing pack type in convenience stores nationwide. Year-to-date, king-size is up about 18%. On pace with a $1.1 billion industry in the convenience store market for peanuts. Hershey says their favorite brands, of course, is Reese's Minis, which is peanut butter, and Hershey's Drops. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.